Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Fort Bragg's backyard, this is the show that put the 110 Nation on the map. There is only one nation, the 110 Nation. And you're listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show. Covering each and every sport across the board. There is no sport too large or too little. It's time to talk the talk. Here we go. Here's the man, the founder, and your host, Mr. CJ Sports.
Welcome, everybody, to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I'm your host, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. Call the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, 110 Nation Sports. And make sure you go over and check out our site, www.110nationsports.com. For all the latest, our intern, Mike, is doing a phenomenal job with the pieces that he's been writing. So make sure you guys get over there and check them out. I want to thank Carolina Sports Plus not only for being a marketing partner. You guys check that out on Facebook, but also have gotten to be really active with us and sharing posts and networking with us. So I want to make sure that I thank them. Also got to thank Fit for Life. You can find them on Facebook as well. Go to our site, find their banners, find a location near you, 24/7, 365. Get your gym on. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to jump into. Don't forget tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I'll be right here back, hopefully 9 o'clock, as we are on a delayed, a little later show as it just got through the door, between my boss being in and audit coming up and losing two store managers and kind of being offered other opportunities. Lot going on right now. I have one focus, and so I don't know how this is going to play out work-wise. I know how everything else is going to play out, so I'm not, we'll see. But anyway, I don't want to take any more time, so I do got this in the studio waiting, and he's got a lot of things to talk about, to include Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, talk about our champions for this year. We got drafts, we got trades, we got a whole bunch of stuff. And what we don't get done tonight, we got so much to talk about tomorrow. Don't forget the guys. We'll be back in the studio for Race Chat Live with Craig and Chris, 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So make sure you guys don't forget that. If you never have tuned in, great show, great laughs. So make sure you guys do. But without any further delay, let's get Izzo into the studio because we got a lot of things to cover in the next 20 minutes. So, Izzo, how you doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing pretty good now that hockey season is officially over. That is a sad, sad thing for me to say and hear and be a part of right now. Yeah, man, last Wednesday we wrapped up with Game 7 between the Blues and the Bruins at TD Garden in Boston. This game was really tight to start off. At the end of the first period, St. Louis only managed four shots, but luckily enough, two of them had gone in. To kind of start off, Ryan O'Reilly notched a goal in the first period, and Alex Pietrangelo kind of made it 2-0 there with a nice little cut into the slot area with a slick backhand move to get under Tukarask's arm. Your St. Louis Blues are your 2019 Stanley Cup champions. They end up knocking off the Bruins 4-1. The Bruins, they were playing a great game there, Jay. it's kind of hard to see a team that outplays another team that doesn't get the result that they want. You know, Boston was putting shots on Bennington left and right. Bennington played just magnificently for St. Louis. He does break Matt Murray's record for most wins for a goaltender in his rookie season with 17, I do believe it was, or 16, I do believe it was, breaking Matt Murray's 15 record. So we got that going on. Ryan O'Reilly is the playoff MVP. He wins the Conn Smythe Award. He was also the leading scorer for the St. Louis Blues and in the throughout the playoffs. So, you know, a guy that was playing in Buffalo a year ago, didn't like his situation, was really considering about leaving the game of hockey altogether. You know, pretty much just carried St. Louis on his back all the way into the finals and, you know, with a big upset in my mind, you know, a rematch in over 40 years in the making. You know, the Blues were swept by the Bruins back in the day against Bobby Orr, which is that iconic picture that you see Bobby Orr flying through the air like Superman because he's getting tripped up after he scored the goals. So, a little bit different, you know, expectation for the Bruins going into, you know, future years. You know, they're still going to keep that core team around from their 2011 Cup team. You know, it's kind of sad to see, you know, Tuukka Rask really played his behind off throughout this whole entire postseason. You know, so it's kind of unfortunate to see it, you know, fall that way. But, you know, to all my fellow Boston Bruins fans, nothing makes me happier than seeing the Bruins go down like the way they did. So, you know, it's still a valiant effort. You know, they're still going to be a playoff team. They are going to keep that core group of guys around. You know, I do believe that they're going to keep Coyle and Johansson, the two guys that they picked up from Minnesota at the trade deadline. So, you know, all in all, it was a pretty sound road for Boston, you know, going through the playoffs. You know, a couple scares here and there, but nothing really too much to worry about. But the St. Louis Blues and Gloria, you know, and it's been a wild ride. Anybody who kind of watched the parade the other day, I think it was Gunnarsson, their one defenseman, really probably miscalculated his alcohol consumption and ended up getting sick in the back of a convertible Mercedes, I think it was. You know, he didn't really try to hide it. He kind of just puked all over his lap. But you know what? When you win the Stanley Cup, all rules are thrown out the window. You know, so it was really cool to see St. Louis, you know, kind of finally get a Stanley Cup. You know, I think they made the finals three, four years in a row back in the day when they were first expanded into the league. So, you know, they had some pretty great has-been players at that point in time. But this core group of guys that they have on this 2018-2019 championship team, Jay, is just – it's just phenomenal. You know, Jaden Schwartz really played his behind off. David Perron came up big for him, and this is his third time being with the Blues. You know, Ryan O'Reilly, who's been shuffled around a little bit throughout the league and everything, you know, and I've even seen some tweets from guys like TJ Oshie, who was a former Blue there. You know, it's good to see that how he feels about that. But one guy you really got to feel for is David Backes, who was the former captain of the St. Louis Blues, who was traded to Boston, you know, a few years ago. You know, what's his mindset right now? You know, now that he's on the back end of his career. You know, all signs point to Chara coming back for another year to play for Boston. You know, he did suffer that broken jaw and did manage to come back and play game six and game seven with his jaw wired shut. You know, so kind of unfortunate the way it kind of played out. I do believe if Boston would have won, that would have probably been it for Chara. You know, I would have gave it maybe a 5% chance of him coming back for next year. You know, so that's kind of unfortunate, you know, to see Big Z not come away with, you know, another Stanley Cup. You know, they're 1-3 the last, 10 years of being, these last 10 years, 9 years that they've been into the Cup final. They're 1-3, you know, and I don't know what it's kind of been the last two times. You know, they did blow a lead against Chicago in the final a few years back, which was the worst 45 seconds I've seen in third period hockey in a Stanley Cup final ever in my life. But the way they played last Wednesday, Jay, Boston, you know, they looked like if they could just crack Bennington, it was just going to be the floodgates were just going to open, and you know, St. Louis was going to have a chance. But Bennington, and I mean, he made some saves, especially late in that third period, even early on in the third period, to keep that lead for St. Louis, and they just, you know, really kind of shut out the Bruins, only giving them most of the time one shot in the zone, and either the puck's cleared or the puck has been frozen by Bennington. So, you know, it was an interesting finale, and anybody who paid attention to it on NBC probably heard all the F-bombs being dropped continuously as the cup was being passed around, and Doc Emrick, who was really trying to you know, steer away from that language being thrown around, was talking about all the guys and everything. So, you know, it's really cool to see, you know, who do you feel big for, you know, who do you feel for more? Pat Maroon, who's a St. Louis native, grew up playing hockey in St. Louis, who was actually coached by John Cooper, who was the head coach for the Tampa Bay Lightning back in the day in his youth hockey days. So, you know, it was something really cool to see, Jay, and I'm happy that the Blues were finally able to, you know, throw some hardware into the old trophy case. The only thing I'm upset about is they didn't wear those sick powdered blue jerseys that they've worn, you know, the old vintage jerseys. That would have been cool to see them wear the old powder blues and win the Stanley Cup. But, you know, unfortunately they couldn't get it done in Game 6. They did get it done in Game 7. They've been tough on the road throughout this postseason and even in the finals. So, you know, congratulations to to Craig Berube and the St. Louis Blues for winning the 2019 Stanley Cup, Jay. Hopefully I didn't lose you. But, well, I guess I'll kind of take this ball rolling. We have had some
Oh, there
trades.
You go. There you go.
Okay.
Actually, you did lose me for a second, then when I came back, somehow I muted myself. But most definitely congratulations to St. Louis. Finally getting theirs. We watched Toronto Raptors in the NBA finally get theirs. I said, who knows, maybe Cleveland Browns finally get theirs this year as well. Crazier things have happened. Now the season's ended. We got other focuses and other needs and other things to look forward to. Draft trades and all those. I know the NBA's are already, as Lakers gave up about everything to get Anthony Davis. So let's jump into the Metropolitan Division and draft needs and what some of these teams need to focus on as they look forward to the next season and want to take St. Louis's spot on top.
Well, you know, it's been so far, I mean, we've had a couple trades so far just by a few teams in that Metro Division as of right now. If you really look, at the standings, you know, some of that, that Metro Division was really dominated by Washington, the Islanders, and Pittsburgh. You know, I do believe that Carolina and Columbus have made a significant splash so far. I've seen Philly and the Rangers make a couple of trades so far early on to kind of address some needs. The big one that really kind of stands out to me is Jacob Trouba going from the Winnipeg Jets to the New York Rangers to kind of bolster that blue line and that defense in front of what might be, you know, King Henrik's last season so far. You know, I do believe that this is going to be one big kind of overhaul for the Rangers. You know, that they didn't really lose much, you know. Neil Pionk and a first-round pick in the 2019 draft. You know, I do believe the Rangers are going to have a lot in place, you know, coming into to next year. So, you know, you still got Zibanejad. You still have a young Jim Vesey. You know, it's still a work in progress. I do believe that they do need to address the offensive side of the puck. I do believe that they are set on, you know, the back end. They still have Staal, Shattenkirk, and now Jacob Trouba to kind of take care of some things on the back end. I do believe that this Friday, you know, the Rangers do hold that number one overall pick in front of New Jersey. So, I do believe holds that the Rangers do. I was right, yeah. The Devils have the number one pick, and the Rangers got the number two spot. So, you know, Jack Hughes and Kako have been the top two skaters talked about so far in this draft. The draft is going to be set for Friday night up at Rogers Arena where the Vancouver Canucks play. So I'm expecting some big things coming out of New York. I do know that round one is going to be televised on the NBCSN Friday at 8 Eastern, and then rounds 2 through 7 are going to be on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Those are going to be on the NHL Network. So I'm looking for some offensive talent to be drafted by the Rangers, even though they're not going to have a pick in that first round. I'm not entirely too sure what they're holding in the bank rounds 2 through 7, but I do expect that their farm system's going to have to be stocked up with some offensive players. They're going to have to get some guys developed fairly soon. So I'm looking forward to that. I do expect, you know, the Rangers to kind of address the offensive side because that seems to be their biggest issue right now. Moving on, Philly has been kind of active so far. And they did trade for somebody. Justin Braun was traded to the Philadelphia Flyers by the San Jose Sharks for a second-round pick in the 2019 draft and a third-round pick in next year's 2020 draft. So Braun's a 32-year-old guy. You're looking to really kind of solidify that back end. They did also make a trade with the Washington Capitals, where the Flyers have gotten Matt Niskanen, for Rakko Gudas, and which kind of really bewilders me a little bit. You still have guys like Carlson and company. I don't know if now his name's kind of blanking me. Brooks Orpik, I'm sorry, who is a big shutdown defenseman. I do believe that Rakko Gudas is going to kind of get a lot of minutes with Washington. I do believe that Philly's going to win out of this trade, you know, in the long end. I do believe that they do have a lot of offensive guys, and they've kind of really addressed goaltending this past draft and everything. So, you know, with a lot of guys kind of sitting in the in waiting and everything, you know, it's kind of I would like to see maybe address maybe some more defense. I do believe that they could deal well with, you know, possibly getting some good looks, possibly, like I said, at that defensive guy. You might want to look for a guy that can play two ways and really kind of help you score some goals and everything like that. You know, a top four defenseman is probably something that I would pick. They do hold the number 11 overall pick, excuse me. Travis Sanheim has been a name I've seen kind of been thrown around, possibly, you know, and maybe as some trade bait. You know, Carter Hart, who played pretty well for them coming down the stretch. You know, Cameron York has been a name tossed around. USA-born guy under 18 right now has done some amazing things. Victor Soderson, and defenseman, who's from Sweden as a defenseman, and Moritz Seider, who's from Mannheim, Germany, has been another name that might do Philadelphia really, really well. So that's what I'm looking for, you know, what the Flyers need to do. I do believe that they need to address that defense in front of Carter Hart and to kind of maybe possibly look at it being a two-way player to try and get some offense on the back end. But that's what I believe that Philly needs to kind of address. My Pittsburgh Penguins have made a trade with the Chicago Blackhawks recently. Olli Maatta has gone to the Chicago Blackhawks for Dominic Cahoon, who's a young forward, small forward too, only at 175 pounds. It's really going to kind of solidify that top nine offense for Pittsburgh, and that's something that I do believe that they need to be addressed with that number 21 overall pick to kind of move forward. Casey, the Smith has been a great kind of recent draft pick. Zach Aston Reese, Teddy Bluger, they all can become restricted free agents moving on forward. Possible fits that I've seen, a guy named Raphael Lovie, who's out of Halifax in the QMJHL, and Braden Tracy from Moose Jaw in the WHL. Those are just a couple names that I've seen that could fit Pittsburgh's system. They still do have a lot of guys in the farm system, Jay, that will really benefit with some NHL experience. Trades have been kind of going on, but the team is definitely going to look different next year. I still believe that the core group of guys, Letang, Malkin, and Phil Kessel are going to be there. I expect a big bounce back from Matt Murray, and Casey DeSmith has kind of solidified that backup role. So it's going to be an interesting draft for the Penguins. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. Now moving on to our former defending champions, the Washington Capitals. They have the number 25 overall pick right now, Jay. And young skill forwards are going to be what kind of carry that they're going to carry. Jacob Verana was probably one of their most recent, the number 14 overall pick from the 2014 draft is kind of been the last forward that they've selected. They did bring in, Ovechkin into the draft, Nicholas Backstrom through the draft. But Samuel Pouliot and Brett Leeson, who have been two guys, one guy, Pouliot, who's from the QMJHL, and Leeson is kind of coming from the WHL, have been the two biggest names that come in so far. They still have a solid team right now, Jay, and I'm looking forward to what they got going on. Moving on, the Columbus Blue Jackets have got the third round pick, which is their first pick because of all the trades that they made so far with Matt Duchene and Adam McQuaid and all in company, Ryan DeZingle and Artemi Panarin. And it's going to be their focus so far to try and keep them in Columbus. I've seen Bob Broski kind of sell the flat, downtown Columbus. So hopefully they can address that. A guy named Nathan McGuire and Baye Como, from the QJMHL, has been one of their more targeted guys in the draft so far. Patrick Moynihan, who's on the USA under-18 developmental team right now, has been another big name to kind of maybe make a splash in the draft. But I do believe that top nine forwards are going to be, or even top six forwards can be their target
when it comes down to this draft here, Jay. So they're going to really make a huge impact so far. The New Jersey Devils, they got the number one overall pick. It's either going to be Kaku or Hughes. Who knows what else is going to carry. They do need some impact players to kind of go along with Taylor Hall, you know, to kind of solidify that issue going forward, you know, for next year to come. And our Carolina Hurricanes, I do believe that their top priority, Jay, with the number 28 overall pick, has got to be goaltending. Peter Mrazek and Curtis McElhinney did a great job, but McElhinney is at 36 years old, so you kind of wonder what's kind of going on and how much more he's got left in the tank. I do believe Mrazek's kind of the answer right now to possibly get them, you know, back into, you know, a deep Stanley Cup run, but I don't just see him being the actual answer. Spencer Knight, who's a goaltender in the USA 18 and under team for the USHL, has been one of the top guys coming up so far, especially in that World Junior tournament for the Worlds. He played very, very solid, and I do believe that he could be a good fit for the Hurricanes. Matt Sogard, who's a goalie for Medicine Hat in the WHL, and Peter Coach Niketov from Russia, from the Elite League over there, has been somebody that's been kind of looking at it. Right now, I do believe that they've kind of been set up pretty well so far, you know, coming through the draft and everything. They've been drafting well in recent years, so I have all faith and belief that the team will do fairly well. Our Carolina Hurricanes have kind of stepped up to another level, and like I said, have made a big splash here in the in recent months to kind of make it a buyer type of mentality for them. New York Islanders, number 23 overall pick. I'm guessing they're going to have to go with defenseman. That's been their calling card so far. Some puck moving defensemen to kind of get the ball rolling. Now that they've shown that they got some pretty solid offense, Jay, and what they did to my Pittsburgh Penguins in that first round. Moritz Seider has been a name from Mannheim, Germany, and Ville Heinola, who's from Finland, who's also been a name kind of brought up for them. And some puck-moving defensemen. They do get some good offensive-style defensemen on the team right now. So just looking for some good defensive, puck-moving guys and be able to break out of the zone and everything. I look for that to be kind of addressed for the Islanders, Jay. And I do believe that that's what we got going on for the Metro Division. That's what I believe that they need to kind of address in their needs department. So it's going to be an interesting draft coming this weekend here up at Rogers Arena up in Vancouver, Jay.
A lot of things to get taken care of, and just the Metropolitan Division alone, looking forward to getting into all the divisions as we inch closer to anything, or every inch closer to all this going on. I know you kind of dibble and dabble on everything we was going to touch. Was there anything that you didn't get covered that you want to touch on before we get things wrapped up tonight?
Well, the biggest one that really kind of stands out is Carlson signs an 8-year contract with the Sharks to stay in San Jose, even though he didn't really kind of put up the offensive numbers that you'd like to see an Erik Karlsson do. He is going to be within the Sharks program for the next 8 years, so that's the biggest one I've seen so far that's kind of really made an impact and everything. You know, so I'm really looking forward to seeing as the summer and free agency kind of, you know, kind of come in the light after the draft, Jay. I think we're going to see a lot of movement kind of maybe change up the scale of what's going to be happening for a lot of teams coming up next season.
Look forward to doing some more catch up on this off season next Tuesday night, right back here. Izzo, I want to thank you for joining me. I'm sorry for the delay, and looking forward to doing this again next week.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. And like I said, we got the draft coming up at the Rogers Arena. It's going to be on NBCSN this weekend. Everything after that is going to be on the NHL Network, so stay tuned. You'll see me be very active on my Twitter at 110Puckhead. So, you know, always tune in. Let's see what your team drafts and trades for, and should be interesting offseason, Jay.
Most definitely. We'll stay in touch throughout the week, getting ready for next week, and look forward to be sitting back down here talking more offseason.
Definitely. It's always a pleasure to talk to our fans, and like I said, we got the draft this weekend, free agency coming up July 1st, so pay attention, Puckheads. Teams are going to be making some shuffleboard moves on that roster.
Talk to you later. You have a great night.
Yeah, you too. You guys, next Tuesday night, same bat time, same bat channel.
I want to make sure that I thank everybody for tuning in. Izzo for joining us. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook, 110 Nation. Check out or follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation Sports. Check out the site, www.110nationsports.com. I know Mike's got some in the NBA recap stuff and trade stuff going on that he's going to be dropping, amongst many other things, so make sure you guys check those out. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. I will be back in the studio for the 110 Nation Sports Show. Make sure you guys do not miss out. Got to thank Carolina Sports Plus and Pit for Life. Without these great marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do or grow the way we grow, so I want to thank them. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Till then.
Thanks for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show with Mr. CJ Sports. You are a part of the 110 Nation, so be sure to visit the 110nation.com for everything related to the show. You can follow CJ on Twitter at 110 Nation and on Facebook at 110 Nation Sports. Until next time.